My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Domestic violence charges. This doesn't sound pretty.
No. I will do the best I can to read this. This is the comment of the police report that is here that we've been able to get a copy of. Male Michael Hall. There were two. All right. So I'll start at the top of this. I'm not going to lie. I'm not adept at reading police reports to the best of me. So I will do the best that I can here. Caller required police and then disconnected. 911 operator could hear yelling in the background. Spoke with a female on a call back who advised there was a domestic situation. Male pushed her daughter and hit her with a baby bottle. Female not injured, declined ambulance. Male Michael Hall Jr. left in car, should be en route to the residence in Middleburg Heights. Two firearms were involved in there from what I'm seeing here. Taking photographs and statement from the mother of the female victim. Yeah, this is not pretty at all. As I said, I apologize to anybody if that sounded a little disjointed. I am not the best at reading police reports.
Well, it's usually not been in your job description.
No, and I hope it never is again, because it's not fun.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah, it's
more details, and we'll see what comes of this and more things that happen as we move forward here.
Right. Though if two firearms are involved here, like it's saying in this police report, this is pretty ugly.
Well,
so we will. It sounds pretty ugly. We have nothing to back any of that stuff.
I'm sorry for, and you might not know this. Did it say that firearms were involved in the incident, or he was pulled over and they were in his vehicle? I wasn't clear when you said that.
All I have written here are two firearms, NIF for both firearms. I'm not 100% sure what that means. I apologize to anybody who does know what that means, because I don't. So I don't know if that means they were involved or they were on him or they were in the area. I have no idea, Jeff. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
All I know is the police report says firearms.
Okay. So, again, more details as they become available. We'll have them for you right here on 92.3 The Fan. We're talking about the press conferences held by the county and city officials yesterday. And Chris Ronayne, the county executive, talking about wanting to keep the Browns in downtown Cleveland. I have a buddy who's a business guy in town and worked in, I think his dad was a Cleveland cop, actually, back in the day. And my buddy said, the city in this situation is acting like Jimmy Haslam owes the city and the economy something. And he said, this seems like the city would like Jimmy to apologize for being a rich guy. My buddy said, I don't even like him, but if it were me, I would move and build a world-class facility. City will boo-hoo all about that and talk about lakefront development for an eternity. And I agree completely. It gets back to this whole lakefront and vibrant and Browns are part of that and blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing about this forever. Why haven't we been able to develop a lakefront? Because the city hasn't had its act together. That's why. And to me, the stadium in any way, shape, or form. The old one or the new one has always been used as a pivot point in those talks. Some of them have been, well, we can't do it because the stadium is there. And then, well, we can't develop the lake if the stadium isn't there. We want the Browns to be a vital part of the, in the stadium to be a vital part of the lakefront development. Well, it's been there in some way, shape, or form since 1931. Where's the lakefront development? To me, it seems like it gets in the way.
I've often thought the same. You've been screaming it longer than I have. Andy's been screaming it just as long as you have, that lakefront development has been the ultimate goal that everyone has sought for an extended period of time, going back to Randy Lerner and everybody else before then, and yet everything continues to remain the same. And so maybe it is that case. Maybe it's just that simple of exactly what you are saying. You know, hey, we get rid of that stadium and all of a sudden you can find some level of lakefront for development. The county disagrees with you. The county thinks that the stadium is a part of lakefront development. I don't know why the county thinks that that is the case. I don't work for the county, nor do I know anybody in the county. So I politely disagree with them because I'm with you. I'd rather get it off the lake. I would rather build restaurants and hotels and shops and all that kind of stuff on the lake to do something like Baltimore has in the Inner Harbor that everybody drools over and is absolutely gorgeous. I'd rather have that. That'd be tremendous rather than having a building standing there you use 13 times a year.
Todd's in Ward 1. Todd.
Cleveland, Ohio was established in 1796. The lakefront's been here all that time, and this is not just a stadium issue. This is a local government issue. This is old as the city itself. So, Chris Romaine.
That's the word according to Todd, and Jeff agrees.
Yep, heed the word of Todd. Jeff doesn't rhyme quite as well, but we can roll with it. And it's your broadcast, so Todd's ability to convey is at the will of Jeff.
Dan is honored to listen.
No, we're letting you roll, Todd. You're our guy.
So I don't trust people that use metaphors, especially people that use metaphors in serious matters that don't even apply. This whole dog don't hunt thing that Chris Romaine brought up has even in its most loose way, doesn't even apply to what we were talking about. It was a poor demonstration of two taxpayer-funded officials, employees, Romaine and Griffin, when they had much more important things to do. Here's how it could happen. I agree. It should not be part of the general fund being spent on this for the dome. But the general fund can be spent on the surrounding things that are on the property and very close proximity to the property and will get a good practical return to the taxpayer. That is true. A well-structured, easier said than done, disclaimer, a well-structured municipal bond will give a good return to the taxpayer on this pursuit. And in addition to that, any money that is allocated out from the taxpayer isn't going to be gifted. It's going to be lent. So my greater concern is just to make sure that there's not a lot of public waste. So they're going to have to keep a tight rein on a taxpayer-funded corrupt agency, which is RTA, but that's another conversation. This can work.
That's on a roll. You're on a roll.
And it's going to bring more people to the city, ultimately, that will not just be occupying your time at Brook Park, but coming into the city of Cleveland to spend money over time, which means there'll be more money. Just suck up the cost. You're going to have to knock the stadium down, whatever that cost is going to be, and the Haslams are going to let you know in well enough time so that when their lease is up, they'll be able to move right smooth into their brand-new dome, and they can knock down the old stadium and get to work on things that are much more practical for the taxpayer where the old stadium is. Cleveland was established in 1796. The lakefront has been here all that time. No further comment.
Todd, thank you very much. It's Todd in Ward 1. Kevin is in Cuyahoga Falls. Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
I'm hanging in, man.
We're better than Michael Hall.
There you go. Oh, yeah, we all aren't we all? Hey, I listened to all this, and I went back and rewatched some of it. I am absolutely perplexed why a Cuyahoga County official would have come out and made that proclamation. Last I checked, the fine town of Brook Park is contained within the Cuyahoga County borders, is it not?
This is my question as
well. Thought the same thing, Kevin.
This is my question as well.
Yeah, and so that was very head-scratching to me as a county commissioner, why you're weighing in on what part of the county something goes in. I mean, as long as this development that's building your county, isn't that what you should be supporting? So that was a huge head scratcher. But I just want to chime in real quickly. I mean, obviously, I still have some big time real estate clients. And, you know, I'll just say this. Anytime you're building a big project, right, you know, $10+ million and more, you want the county or whoever, let's put it this way, whoever's issuing the permits and stuff, you want them on your side. So obviously you want to build those relationships ahead of time. You want to make sure it's a smooth transition. So when you need your electrical and plumbing and sewing and all the permits and stuff you have to get when you build these big projects, it goes smoothly, no hiccups, no problems. So, I mean, really the county's, I guess, sort of, you know, whatever you call it, final bomb or whatever you want to say, you know, final veto could be a huge stickler in the side of the Haslams and that whole permitting and da da da. Now, can it finally get done? Yeah. It adds a ton of pain and suffering in regards to, you know, going to court and suing and legal stuff and blah, 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 blah. It's stuff you don't want to deal with. So obviously you want that cooperative relationship. So, again, I'm scratching my head. Why would the county step up and kind of telegraph, hey, we're going to be a giant pain in your side from that perspective if you try to improve our county and put this big stadium here? I mean, the whole thing from
Kevin,
my perspective.
It makes no sense, does it?
Zero sense. No yeah. sense at all. There's no logic behind this whatsoever. So there's got to be something behind the scenes that nobody's saying, that because why would a county commissioner come out and say that? I mean, it just for what? It makes no sense unless there's something else going on that they're not telling us.
I just wonder, and we haven't heard anything about this. This is just hypothetical. What if one of the surrounding counties stepped up and said, hey, we've got a lot of land and we'd love yeah. to have you and your development. I wonder.
And the Haslams and Cirque would grab that with both arms and hug it and say, hey, so how about Summit County? We live in a lovely county here in Summit County. I think we would welcome a dome in Summit County, and I think we would fill it up every Sunday, no doubt about it.
Kevin, thank you very much.
Well, I mean, Kevin, Kristen Ronayne hit on that, the Cuyahoga County executive who spoke yesterday about, hey, are there other sites outside of the county?
It's a lot of talk without a lot of – I think it's talk – without, okay, well, why exactly? Why? And is it strictly just this? Is it we don't want to spend $1.2 billion to help build a dome stadium? We don't have it. We can't. Is that it? Or because, seriously, if that development goes in Brook Park, you don't think that's going to help downtown as well with hotels and everything else? I would think it would. And restaurants and everything else, I would think it still would help downtown. And it would help the county tax base. And Cleveland is in Cuyahoga County, so that would benefit from it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't know. It's. Well,
I mean, Chris Ronayne, add it in.
Okay, and maybe that is. I don't know the budget, but
I don't know the budget either.
Maybe it is. Seems to me, and I've had nasty emails from folks, you know, saying Jimmy's a rich guy, should pay for it himself. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll get some rich friends to come in, and maybe he does it on his own. What does that do? You know, It seems like there are lines being drawn in the sand here that don't need to be drawn in the sand. And maybe this should be more of a bigger conversation and working rather than taking a stance one way or another. Maybe I'm completely wrong on this. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan. Would love your thoughts. 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.